Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, on this wonderful Saturday evening. Free Talk Live does broadcast 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we are a live call-in radio program, so if you want to be heard on a nationally syndicated radio show that's also broadcast on the Internet and some satellite stations, feel free to give us a call during those hours, 7 nights a week. The telephone number to do so is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the number here in the studio if you'd like to join us. I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I will be joined shortly by the fashionably late Peakless Mountaineer, or perhaps unfashionably late, depending on what sort of attire he's got on. We'll find out momentarily. But the captain here is older than the selfie. Yes, that's right. I'm an ancient relic from historical times. You know, I remember the one-touch camera that spit out the photo that you just took, and you had to, you know, flap around in the air, you know, wait for it to develop right on the spot. I remember when that...
Shake it like a Polaroid.
Shake it like a Polaroid, yes. I remember that being an advance in technology, because prior to that, you actually had to buy this little cartridge that had film in it and, like, sort of pull it out, and if you did it wrong, you'd screw up a whole roll, and then you put it in the camera, and then you only get so many pictures. You know, there's a limit to how many you can fit on a roll. So, you know, you get 20 or 50 or something like that. And then when it's done, oh, you better have brought another roll. So I'm older than this technology. So
you can't fit 1,000 pictures on a tiny little stick?
Yeah, no. And, in fact, I still own something that a lot of you kids out there have probably never heard of. Or if you have, it's only because you stumbled upon one in your grandmother's attic or whatever. And that is a photo album.
Ooh.
That's right. This is a binder or a book, a physical
manual.
Yeah, where you photos that were taken and then developed into physical photographs.
Analog.
Yeah, analog. if the ones that you really liked, you would put inside of this book that had these sort of protective things. It reminds me a lot of these gamers that have these binders to keep their cards in, the Magic the Gathering and all that kind of stuff. You know, these gamers or even sports collectibles have these binders and they have these like little plastic places for each of the cards, and each sheet holds so many. It was kind of like
that. Keep it in mint condition.
So why am I talking about selfies and photographic history and the history of the technology behind the photograph? It's because the IRS wants you to take a selfie.
No.
That was my reaction to the headline. I was like, why does the IRS even want one?
Where, like, I realize that part of why we had to go through public schooling was to train us to perform free labor for the government.
Well, and we've seen that enacted already with the, we'll call them mask mandates, that appeared in cities, towns, and states. Most everywhere in the United States was affected in some way or another by a mask mandate. There were very few areas that never put one in or even held off very long. Right? Some were, you know, way on board sooner than others, but pretty much everybody got on board and everybody was affected in some way. And so as a result of these mandates, what happens is you have low-level, you know, waitresses, convenience store clerks, right? Entry-level people becoming the mask police.
Mm-hmm.
And this
congratulations, you've been deputized. It comes with no additional pay.
No additional pay. No training.
Yeah.
Right? No additional pay.
Am I really qualified to make sure that you're following the mask mandate?
Yeah. If I worked at any of these places, I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I'm just not qualified to be the mask police. You know, I haven't taken that training course yet. So this from Reason.com. Smile, the IRS wants you to send selfies to a facial recognition company. So, of course, the government never does anything themselves. They, you know, they don't have anything. They don't make anything, right? Everything they do, they must first take from somebody else to make happen, right? Either whether it's money or they make other people do it in some way, shape, or form. So, of course,
steal our time from our productive behavior, or just steal the symbol of our time.
Now, some people may see this as a double-edged sword. It's one thing to send a selfie to a government organization known as the IRS. It's a whole other thing to send it to a third-party company that the IRS has contracted with, whom they say is safe. Now, I don't know about you, but I do not trust the entity known as government to make a decision as to whether or not a tech company on their payroll that they're outsourcing this stuff to is going to keep my stuff private.
Well, and isn't it just convenient that, well, if we were doing it ourselves, you might be able to make a FOIA request. You might be able to get a hold of this information, find out what we're doing with these pictures of you. But since we outsourced it to this company, they're not beholden to this, transparency that the government pretends to have.
Yeah. And also, I'd like to remind all of our listeners that while we're talking about the IRS, that the IRS does spell theirs. If you just take out all the spaces, T-H-E-I-R-S.
It's the property they believe in.
Yes. So, no, that's not a joke. People are like, oh, that's funny. Oh, you made it. Really, that's how they act. They act as if everything is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about some asset forfeiture and some, what's the other word, the domain, something.
Eminent domain.
Last week, you know, we talk about these things frequently here on Free Talk Live. And within the freedom community, these are all topics that are always going around. It's just that when people hear about this stuff, they go, oh, it doesn't affect me. It's them. It's those guys. Or it's over there. It's not here. Oh, it's in that city. It's not in my city. Oh, it's in that town. It's not in my town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's my neighbor's. It's not my house.
Yeah.
Right? How close does it have to be for you to take some action or to become concerned?
And remember, it's not imminent as in it's about to happen. It's like naturally part of its fundamental nature. It is eminently the property of the government.
Eminently theirs.
Every single scratch of land is the domain of the government, at least according to them. So, I mean, this idea that you own land, you do not own property, ever. You rent it.
You rent it from
the government.
Yes, it's true.
And the price of your rent, much like a feudal lord would have to pay their percentage from their serfs, you have to pay the rent of taxes on that land. If you fail to pay that tax, they will take it back from you, or if they just feel like it. And they'll pay you whatever they feel like paying you in exchange for taking your land from you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then there's certain things that I find them laughable now only because I can predict them, right? After, you know, having sort of come out of the fog of statism some time ago, you know, it was a process. It didn't, like, happen over. There were certain epiphanies that I had, light bulbs went off, and realizations that, you know, led me down the path to come out of the fog of statism. I was brainwashed into what, you know, most people who are listening even are, you know, still like, oh, well, I might not like the government, but we need something.
Well, very, very few of us start out our life without that programming.
But there are things now that are predictable. One of our chatters says, now the IRS wants us to report how much stimulus we got in 2021 for our taxes. Shouldn't they already know that? Yes, absolutely, they should.
Well, and that was my thought with send this picture into the government agency's outsource. It's like, wait a second, you already have that information from Facebook, don't you?
One would think so.
I mean, like, that's already been announced. Like, Facebook has come out saying, like, yes, we send all of this into the government whenever they ask for it. Yes, this is all attached to facial recognition programs. I mean, they've announced this. They haven't really hidden this. So you're making me do work because you won't talk to the other agency and just get that information from them.
Right.
Handy.
Right. Well, imagine how difficult it is for you or I to get cooperation from a government entity. Now imagine how difficult it is for a government entity to get cooperation from a different government entity.
Even the government has to deal with the DMV sometimes.
It's a bureaucracy fight. Who can out-bureaucrat each other? 603-283-6160. Is this the era of new identity left behind? We'll find out coming up on Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I'm channeling nothing is what I'm doing. Unrelated to any topics here on Free Talk Live tonight. Yes, you are listening to Free Talk Live. To the listeners who are wondering what they're listening to, you can call us.
I'm wondering what I'm listening to.
603-283-6160. If you're questioning my sanity, well, I do host radio, so I mean, you know, I might not be the most sane person on planet Earth. But recently, Johnny Fever, Mr. Hessman, the guy who played Johnny Fever, he passed away. And so on one of these online, you know, always streaming site, they did a 24, and they're still streaming nothing but WKRP in Cincinnati.
Hmm.
And now I watched that show when it was actually on. My parental units would watch it every week whenever it came on. And so I was exposed to that show. I didn't know. I always thought it was just a poor mix. The very end of the show, there's an end song. When the credits roll and all that kind of thing, there's a song. And it's a very, you know, sort of rockin', you know, late 70s sounding rock and roll. Very high tempo for rock and roll. Lots of pianos. It kind of sounds like an up-tempo Billy Joel tune. But I always just thought it was a bad mix and that you couldn't understand what the guy was saying, right? But it turns out that when they wrote that end song for that show, that the guy who wrote it didn't have any lyrics, but he made a demo with the music and everything, where he just over the music, and they ended up just using that.
Wow.
So there aren't, it's gibberish. It's complete freaking gibberish, but it sounds like...
Let me check the lyric sheet.
Yeah.
It says gibberish.
Yeah, if you go online and search for, you know, end credit song WKRP lyrics, you can read all about this thing. So I thought it was pretty neat, though, that gibberish got used in a nationally televised show back in the day about a radio station.
Kind of reminds me of, Bob Dylan had just taken voice lessons because, you know, he finally caught enough flack about his voice.
Because he wanted to sound more like Tom Petty?
He did actually mistake Tom Petty for his own voice at one point. I kid you not.
Wow.
He turns to his manager. He's like, I don't remember recording this song. He's like, Bob, that's not you.
I didn't know that. I've always joked that, like, you could interchange Tom Petty and Bob Dylan.
No, he himself, he's like, I don't remember recording this song.
And I'm free. Yeah. I'm free basing. Wait, yeah, free falling. Sorry.
So he finally takes some voice lessons, and he just falls in love with his voice. So he writes this song. It's like la 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 la. And because the tune came before the lyrics, unlike every other thing he's ever written, the lyrics to Lay Lady Lay are just profoundly shallow. Like, there's nothing there.
Yeah. There's a 70s song.
That's why he never did that again.
It's a 70s song called Vehicle. It's got lots of horns. It's got a funky bass line, great tones. But it is... It's a creepy song. It's I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere that you want to go. You know, like I'm the friendly neighbor with the big old van. Won't you hop inside my car? That kind of a thing.
Hmm.
You know, or a big sedan. Sorry, friendly stranger in the big sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? Got pictures. Got candy. I'm a lovable man. You know, all this kind of. And I'm like, this song is profoundly creepy, but it's a really up tempo. It's got a fun melody. You know, and it's super popular. Like you put it on a jukebox anywhere, and people will start dancing to it. They're like, oh yeah, I know this song.
Some of the songs that come out, I am just amazed that like I'll be watching you. Every breath you take,
every
step you make, I will be watching you.
We do take phone calls here on Free Talk Live, so let's go to Mark calling from Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind today, Mark?
I want to know if there's an address to mail cashier checks for the truckers in the USA. I've heard what's going on in Canada.
I'm not aware of one.
I understand that the government's trying to steal the money or not let them get it, so I want to send them cash in an envelope. Yeah. I need an address to mail it to.
Yeah, that is not a good way to get money to anyone.
Well, but if you do happen to know of an address, you can call us here at 603-283-6160 if there is something set up for... You know, some way to manually send in, you know, a check or money order or something like that, please give us a call. Let us know. I'm curious that I seem to remember this Peakless Mountaineer. Refresh my memory, or maybe you know, but there's not one on my radar currently. Is there a cryptocurrency fundraising website that mimics something like a GoFundMe?
Not that I can think of offhand.
Yeah, and why not? I mean, Are you a developer? Do you have an entrepreneurial spirit? Well, take this idea now that we've announced it on national radio and on the internet and make one. How hard can it be to, like, just recode the payment system of something like that?
Yeah, it's one of those ideas that seems so obvious that it should exist.
Because I would think that this would be a good time for cryptocurrency to show its might, you know, when we have stuff like Mark's talking about where...
Yeah, some kind of a go bit me.
Something, yeah. Mark, your thoughts?
It sounds good to me. I don't trust PayPal. They're not giving the money out to the truckers. I'd rather just see them get it personally. I mean, I'd rather put a check in the mail or put cash in the mail, and hopefully it gets to the right person.
Well, if you do get an address, make sure you do a check or a money order, because if it's cash, a lot of the people at the post office are dishonest enough that they will take that out of whatever you send.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, everybody. Nowadays, you can't trust anybody.
Well, you certainly can't trust unknown, unseen government bureaucrats, that's for sure.
Hey, you know you can trust the government. Ask any American Indian.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate it. Yeah, certainly they weren't lied to, and they didn't have everything stolen from them, and a bunch of them weren't murdered. No, not at all.
Right. Yeah, I do love the fact that these truckers have gotten like $10 million, though. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, it was like $8 million last week, and then 9, and then 10, and yeah, it's great to see the support. However, I question the outcome still. I'm a pessimistic.
I think you are a negative Nancy.
I'm
on
a
this
pessimistic
whole thing. You're like,
activist.
Oh, I don't think they have clear goals. No, they have very obvious clear goals. Heck, a bunch of them, like I finally got around to seeing some footage on this. A bunch of them would like put the lettering on a piece of cardboard and attach that to the front of their truck.
I saw one photo, not a lot. I saw one photo.
So I mean the demands are pretty obvious, and the mandates. Like, this whole COVID-19 nonsense mandates, just end them.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, and finally they're announcing, yeah, we think it might be time to roll these back. They haven't, but they've announced that they're going to.
I agree. And, in fact, I think they should take it a step further and, well, end government mandates of, well, anything.
I couldn't agree more. However, I do believe that that is too much to hope for.
I don't know. If this works, you know? Could be a stepping stone for the rest of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that there are now, we'll say, mimic protests. I don't want to call them that because it sounds like they're making fun. But like, there are similar protests breaking out in other countries as far as Italy and really? Italy is going to have a convoy protest?
I heard about this first going down in Australia. But it is important to remember that this isn't the only effective way to resist, though. Like, if you're not a trucker, that doesn't mean that you can't effectively resist the government when they overstep. When they go too far, by your estimation, there are things that you can do with your own level of expertise and your particular field.
603-283-6160. We're going to keep talking about this, why the IRS wants a selfie from you. And if you want to opine on the trucker convoy protests, you can. 603-283-6160.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The first wave of new U.S. troops being deployed to Eastern Europe have arrived in Poland and Germany. President Biden ordering the move in response to the threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Their arrival comes amid reports Russia now has enough troops, tanks, and military hardware poised along Ukraine's border to launch a full-scale invasion. Washington Democratic Congressman Adam Smith is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee.
It's still not exactly clear what Putin intends. A lot of people think, you know, he's going to do it. But at this point, it appears that he has not officially decided. But the threat is real. He has set it up so that he can do it at a moment's notice. So we need to unite to deter him from doing that.
Two people are dead and two others wounded after a shooting at an apartment complex near Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The suspect is in custody. USA Radio News. New York Mayor Eric Adams has apologized after a video resurfaced from 2019 showing him using a racial slur during a talk on policing, telling an audience he's outperformed white peers during his career as a police officer.
It's a comment that should not be used, and I apologize not only to those who heard it, but to New Yorkers because they should expect more from me, and that was inappropriate.
The mayor apologizing late Friday afternoon during a press conference. The city's police union president has responded, saying in part, a few seconds of video will not define our relationship. Over 100 million Americans continuing to dig out from a huge winter storm as the National Weather Service Prediction Center said in a tweet that there was a trail of sleet, freezing rain, and snow of over 2,000 miles stretching from Texas all the way to Maine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Come on. That's a rock and rollism. Come on. Yeah, I mean, that's also rock and rollism, I guess, is what I was worried. Right.
Yeah, you never hear rock and rollers go, no!
Sometimes you do.
It's a rare.
Sometimes you do, but yeah, more than likely, you're going to hear more yes than no's in rock and rollisms.
You know, kind of like everyone nods their head instead of shaking their head.
It's things like shooby dooby doo ah, right? That's a rock and rollism, right? James Brown.
I think that counts as a scat.
James, I think it does too. Yeah, James Brown heavily influenced James Hetfield of Metallica, right? Because James Brown used to do ha, yeah, ha, right, and then James Hetfield does that hey yeah, ha, right at the end of everything, right, so that he talks about ta, right, you know, and he gets that from, of course, James Brown.
Rock and roll reminds me of a Southern preacher.
You know what I'm saying?
What does the Lord?
What does Bruce Lee drink? Wata. Wait, you can't end an ah.
Hawaiian punch.
I miss Hawaiian punch, man.
Yeah?
I've had that in a long time.
Mm.
Yeah. It's delicious, too.
It used to be in soda fountains.
What's a soda fountain? Is that like a bubbler? Also known as a water fountain? Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I may
which,
be.
Which era are you from again?
No, it's geography. Some areas of the United States we'll call a water fountain a bubbler. Because when you press a little button, it sort of kind of bubbles up water. Right?
And it's like a Boston thing, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's like
the bubbler.
I think it's like Indiana or something.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. If you drink out of a bubbler instead of a water fountain, give us a call, 603-283-6160.
Seems to be if it's bubbling, it's doing the wrong thing.
It's Free Talk Live. I need to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information that is neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable cryptocurrency user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. Let's go to Van in South Carolina.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, man. Oh, I'm in South Carolina, and James Brown was born in Barnwell, right about 30 miles from here. Anyway, he's a badass. Anyway, the IRS, I don't mean if you guys to repeat yourself, but I tuned in a little late.
Yeah.
Now, they're saying you got to take a picture of yourself or something?
Yeah.
To do what? To file your taxes?
So I'll just read a brief part of this. And
I'm sorry you have to repeat yourself.
No, we actually hadn't gotten into it.
Yeah, we actually hadn't gotten into it, so I'll get into it right now. This says, no identity left behind. Americans who want to access tax return transcripts, check on child tax credits, or do other tasks the IRS website through the IRS website, they will have to turn over their image to a facial recognition company called ID.me.
Oh, man.
To get verified through ID.me, a person must provide a photo of an identity document, such as a driver's license, state ID, or passport, and take a selfie with a smartphone or computer with a webcam, the IRS website explains.
You know, the real problem with the IRS is that they weren't capable of, being prejudicial toward the people that they were deciding whether or not to audit. So, I mean, you can only do so much prejudice based on a person's name alone.
That's true.
What you really need is to be able to see them.
They're evil. I owe them like $8,000, okay? And I work under the government.
I disagree.
My name's whatever. But I'm telling you, man, they're evil people. But there's one thing, you know, I try not to listen to politics, but that stupid bill they tried to pass a few months ago, they were going to hire like thousands more of IRS agents.
They're hurting for employees just like everyone else.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but that bill didn't go through. Pelosi wanted to hire all these, they wanted, to bulk the IRS up into this, you know, it already is a monster, but anyway, this is absurd, and I'm not taking any pictures, man. I don't do the internet. I'm an old fart like you guys, man. I don't do none of that, and this is just absurd, man.
Yeah.
And thanks for hitting me up on the rest of the story there, because remember now they have I don't want to get all Alex Jones on you, man, but they got pictures of our irises when they take your driver's license pictures.
Yeah,
your iris is like a fingerprint in your eye, you know.
Yep.
I don't know.
And I don't want to get all weird on you, man.
I would take the picture of your iris when I was doing the eye test. Like I don't know how you did it, but when I did the eye test, like I had to look direct, like put my head right up against this thing and look directly into this like dark area. I mean, if I was going to get a picture of people's retinas, that's when I'd take it.
Was that the DMV?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't know. Now, that wasn't Denver. Now, that might just be like a big city thing or something. But yeah,
the DMV, or hell, as described by Primus.
Well, when I got released from jail 20 years ago in Florida, they said, hold on a minute. And I said, what are you doing, man? And he was taking pictures. They said, we're taking pictures of your iris.
Wow.
I said, whoa. And this was like 1997.
Yeah,
more than 20 years ago. So no, and I don't want to get all whoa. The IRS, man, thanks, guys, for letting me, give me the heads up, and I'll just keep my head up, man.
All right, appreciate the call. Thanks, man. The IRS is a horrible organization. To call them an organization is actually kind of a misnomer. They are an enforcement arm, is what they are.
Well, and the IRS in particular. So other countries actually rely on taxes in order to run their government.
Right.
However, the United States, because it's the world's reserve currency, they can print up as much as they want anytime they want, and it doesn't matter for them how much taxes they come in. So what they use the tax
as evidenced right. by the 30... $30 trillion debt. 30 trillion?
It is yeah. 30 trillion.
Over,
yeah.
30,
over trillion. 30 trillion. Now, what they use the tax structure for is as a system of social control. I mean, don't get me wrong, they like having the extra money, but that's really not its purpose. They want to be able to control what you do and to set the incentives in any direction that they want to. So they can pull this thread here and bring this over here and change it this way and that way just to manipulate the middle class, especially.
Yeah, and...
Because, like, the lower class, they don't pay taxes because they don't make the money. The upper class, they don't pay taxes because they get lawyers to go around them. And the middle class, well, that's who they manipulate.
Yeah. Taxation is theft. It's not said often enough. I know it's a tired trope amongst freedom lovers. Yes, taxation is... Actually, technically, it's extortion.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to get down to the real nitty-gritty of the definition mm-hmm. of what it is extortion.
Yeah, it's not burglary. It's a mugging.
Yeah, it's you're going to give us your money, whether you like it or not. And if you don't like it and you don't give us your money, we will send you a letter, a very strongly worded letter. And then, if you don't respond, we will eventually send men with guns to your door
it's
to get you to comply.
And bureaucratic mugging.
To get you to comply. If you resist those men with guns, they purport the authority to kill you or put you in a cage. Because you did not hand over money, which some bully wants to take from you that they did not earn. They had no hand in earning your money. You earned your money. Nobody else earned the money for you. They didn't have any hand in helping you build your business or your life or your career. In fact, they've taxed you at every step of the way on your path to get to where you're going in life.
Especially by inflating the currency. I mean, people have no idea how much has been stolen.
Yeah, I saw somebody did some calculations. They're like, you know, that $2,300 you had stashed away, 5 years ago is now worth like $1,800 or something. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. But it's, and I mean, you can't imagine how much productivity that just stole from all of us.
603-283-6160. Zero. Are you tired of the bully taking your money? This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer.
I told you I'm maybe going to be an ambassador, didn't I?
You have mentioned okay. that. I don't think okay. you've...
I haven't... There's really no further...
Detail.
No further update there than...
Like, who's ambassador to where? I have no idea.
It's not political ambassador. Well, it kind of is, but it's not... I'm not an... I won't be an ambassador for a country.
Oh, a brand ambassador?
Yes. Yes, if you will, or at least that's the idea behind the talks that I'm sort of in. So, we'll see what becomes of it, but... They asked what they wanted my title to, or what I wanted my title to be, and I said, well, and I went through the list in my head. I'm like, Lord, Reverend, Doctor, Captain. I'm like, how about Ambassador? I've never been an ambassador before. And so that's on the table. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
I'll keep as well tag it on there.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's all sorts of little minutiae about the whole thing, but... You know, I make fun of titles because I don't really like them very much, right? Like, people get all super hoity about, oh, I'm a doctor, right? You know, I used to do tech support for, like, you know, Palm Pilots and air cards for your laptop to get on the internet, that kind of thing. And nobody was more difficult than the guy who's like, I'm an engineer. Like, yeah, well, you're not a internet technician, so why don't you step down off your soapbox there, pal, and let me help you.
Yeah, I remember when I was given the option of what my job title would be when working at a college computer lab. I'm like, technomancer.
Technomancer.
Nice.
It's a portmanteau to top it off. All right, so... did I say it was Free Talk Live?
You did.
Okay. It is Free Talk Live.
Is it?
If I hadn't said it, for those of you who, I don't know why you'd want to watch, but you can watch freetalklive.com. You can see, there's a video stream of us. We're streaming every show that we do. So if you want to watch...
Maybe you want to stand in awe of our great beardedness.
You can... Well, that's true. We are a couple of beardos. You can also see, like, the backdrop behind you, Peakless Mountaineer, has, you know, the Free Talk Live logo with the website URL and that kind of a thing on it. And there's one over on the other side that says Shire Society whenever the camera's pointed that way. And so, and a big old peace sign as well hanging in the doorway of the studio here, just so you know what we're about, if you're watching.
The URL? Its name is Earl.
Video.freetalklive.com. So anyway, we started talking about this article from Reason. Smile, the IRS wants you to send selfies to a facial recognition company. And... to get verified through ID.me, a person must provide a photo of an identity document such as driver's license, state ID, or passport, and take a selfie with a smartphone or a computer with a webcam, the IRS website explains. However...
Oh, so their picture isn't enough. You also have to take a new picture of yourself.
Yeah, it seems sort of meta, right? Like, do I have to take a picture of me holding up my license and my passport? Would that already have my picture on it that are already in a government database somewhere that you could very easily access without bothering me at all?
Can I be flipping you off when I take my picture?
Oh, I think I'm going to, should I need to do so. I think I'll also be wearing a full mask where I'm unidentifiable. Anyway, the IRS emphasizes...
What, did you want me to get sick of the COVIDs?
Yeah. The IRS emphasizes that taxpayers can still pay or file their taxes without submitting a selfie or other information to a third-party identity verification company.
Oh, can we? Can we? Are we allowed to give the money?
Guess I can't pay taxes. I don't have a computer. Can't take a selfie. Guess I'm home free.
Yeah, well, if you were if enough people tried that, I'm sure that they would mandate the purchase of a smartphone. I wouldn't be surprised if we get there soon anyway.
They'd have something resembling, I don't know, like an ice cream man. It'll be like the IRS selfie van, right? Mm. Patrolling your neighborhood. You'll get notified when it's in the neighborhood. They'll come and take a selfie for you, right? That kind of thing. Or they'll just combine the COVID shots and the selfies and the passport photos. It'll just be one-stop shopping.
Mm.
No, I'm sorry. These things only happen in a free market.
Right. That's entirely convenient.
None of that will actually happen. None of that will actually happen. What will likely happen is they will just start fining you or throwing you in jail if you don't comply.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well, that's the thing. I mean,
that's how government works.
They're already mandating that you purchase services anyway. Like, if you have a car, you are required almost everywhere except New Hampshire to purchase car insurance. If you have a body, which turns out not optional, you're required to purchase medical insurance. So, I mean, it's not that far to go, okay, well, we require service purchases. Why not goods purchases? And just mandate everyone have a smartphone.
Yeah, and just for the record, the whole mandatory medical insurance thing is a first. It's the first time the United States government that I'm aware of, and other people have said the same thing, so I'm trusting them and their research as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the first time that the government has mandated a service be purchased.
Yeah, that there is no way of avoiding it.
Right.
Yeah, they've mandated it. If you make this choice, then you have to purchase this.
Right.
But, yeah, this is the first time, as far as I know, that they have ever said, no matter what, you must purchase this.
In the same way, the COVID bit was the first time they exercised the idea of a nationwide lockdown.
Right. Yeah, and I've been thinking about that, and, like, man, it's just disgusting. Like, if you really think about this...
And creepy.
Well, like, if you really think about this, this is the equivalent of raping the society itself.
Yes.
Because, like, what you do if you're going to rape someone, like, you know, the hard way, you hold down their limbs, right? You stop them from moving around. Well, what did they do? Like, we're the members of this body politic, mm-hmm. and they held us in place. And then they inserted their rod as many times as they feel is necessary so that they can deliver their biological payload inside of our bodies.
Yeah, how many boosters now? Four?
Yeah, well, however many thrusts they feel is adequate.
Yeah. Well, and you have to remember that 9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape. So that one person being the government in your scenario and the other 9 being the rest of society, It is.
Yeah, wolves out of two wolves and a sheep enjoys democracy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Forced anything. Like, anything that follows that word, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Forced vaccine. No, go screw yourself. I'm sorry. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, the IRS emphasizes that taxpayers can still pay, or file without submitting a selfie. It's just that you're going to need to do this if you want to do access your historical tax account information, including your records, anything online. Did you claim the child tax credit update thing? Well, there's a portal for that. You're going to have to comply with giving a selfie to claim the child tax credit thing. No good deed goes unpunished, you guys. It's like the stimulus checks, right? Do you want to, like, how much did you get? You want to find out? Are you eligible? Oh, you're going to have to provide this to them.
Mm.
You know, that kind of a thing.
Well, and I wouldn't be surprised if they expand this later on. I mean, basically what they're saying is, you're still required to give us money and everything, but if you want us to do anything for you, you also have to make a picture of your ID and a picture of your face, and send that in to this completely unknown corporate entity.
If you want to set up an online payment plan, if you want to get an identity protection PIN, or any additional IRS functions, such as applications for different things, we'll all transition to the new method over the next year, the agency says.
And I'm sure that this is like three steps away from, well, in order to register that FOIA request, we're going to need a blood sample.
The IRS began rolling out the new requirement for the child tax credit accounts last summer. By this coming summer, it will be required for all IRS online service accounts. Existing online account credentials will no longer work. The new process is one more step the IRS is taking to ensure that taxpayer information is provided only to the person who legally has a right to the data, says the IRS website. That's why we've hired this third-party company to do it all for us. Of course, turning over private data to ID.me, including social security numbers, ID documents, etc., risks exposing them through security breaches and through the company's own policies. ID.me offers relatively broad criteria under which it can share your data.
Gee, it's a good thing there's no information involved in a picture of my face.
Yeah. There's apparently a lot to this bit about how they can share your data once you give it to them, which you'll be forced to do by the IRS. So we can talk more about that. We've got other things we want to talk about as well. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to our number two of Free Talk Live is on the way, 603-283-6160, if you want to join us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.